This is Coffee at KYUK, conversation between friends and neighbors. Come in and have a cup.
Good morning. Joining us for a special coffee this morning is Jons Otsman and Sam Berlin, here to talk about breakup and what is to come. Good morning, Jons. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mukhani kha ayak nihiliku unakhani unnum kuigam kaisan ayokuchan ka mai upnakami pilak put murikluku unna kuskokfim chikon kais ayokuchan ayak nihdukut unakhani from the National Weather Service Janaka. He's here as my guest, and he has some reports to do from the aerial view of yesterday's when they were flying around yesterday, checking around what's been going on. And here is John.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for inviting me back to coffee. Yesterday was started out pretty exciting. We had, you know, breakup underway up in the Paiute. So we moved. We kind of like flew up there, which gave us a chance to look kind of to the east and south of Whitefish Lake and up against the mountains, where we didn't see any snow, and a lot of those ponds and rivers up there are open. They don't have any ice in them. Whitefish Lake, of course, and Big Lake have ice. We also saw that the Aniak River was open all the way to the hills. So, you know, just verification of some of the things we're seeing downriver. Up at Napaimute, we got there in the ice was running and it had pushed up on the shoreline right in front of town. It was, you know, open with running ice all the way up to above the Holacook River. We circled around a couple times and took a look and gave a VHF report on 68. We're going to try to do a little bit more of that from the air today, even though it's pretty noisy, but it sounded like Audrey could hear us, so that was good. We ended up continuing upriver and went all the way to Stony River again. It's still white and solid original ice, you know, varying degree of degradation from Stony all the way down to Sleetmute. The Holitna shifted at the mouth, and then I actually saw a report late last night that the Holitna, it looks like it's moving around and it is trying to evacuate, but Sleetmute is still holding ice in front of town. But really below there, where the river turns and goes north, and then bends and starts heading towards Red Devil, there was no ice yesterday afternoon. Some on the shores, some pieces, but it really had broken into that just chunks of ice. And that ran, you know, all the way down to just above Portage Island near Crooked Creek, where there was some original ice still in place just in that bend upstream of Crooked Creek, and then it stopped right as you got to town. Big, you know, reach of open water in front of town, and then as it wrapped its way around and down towards Rabbit Island, there was another, you know, shifting, breaking apart, you know, original ice that hadn't really just shattered itself up yet, until you got to about the top of Rabbit Island, and then it was open. You know, lots of, again, you know, chunky ice, open water, current was flowing down to just below the Osqualic. The Osqualic was pushing water out, so it's pushing ice away. But then this is where we get a little bit concerned, because the ice just below the Osqualic, and I think it's like maybe it's Carl Morgan's Fish Camp, I think, is right there. I'd have to look, but it's from there, it's a long, long stretch, and it, you know, goes all the way down past Government Cabin and around that bend. And that bend is, you know, what folks in Crooked Creek have told me, that's sort of their last, the last place where if ice was to jam, it could flood them. And so the ice through that whole reach is pretty intact. But I was talking to Earl last night, and this is really interesting. He noticed how the ice had turned white, like in the sunshine in the afternoon. Down near Napusket. I saw the same thing happening upriver and then just downstream from Napaimute. And, you know, to me, initially, it's like, that's strong ice. You know, it's real strong. But what I was seeing was that was the ice that was actually able to fracture easily. And so the hope is that, you know, as it warms up a little bit today, maybe we'll start to fracture that ice and let anything that's up above Crooked, you know, that's coming down, just flush through and start pushing that intact ice. Same thing below Napaimute, because then it opens up again, and there, you know, there's open water. you know, the bend just below Napaimute, at the end of the airstrip and down around past the Borofskys, that was really, really intact, or it looked really intact, really white, bright, looked strong. But those sheets were just pushing through it and severing it, you know, and dissecting it in the middle, especially right on the bend. And late afternoon, when we made a third trip around Napaimute, we saw another, you know, other cracks building full width downstream of there. So that's encouraging. From that point on, all the way down to Aniak, it's pretty solid and intact. And I guess so that's where we're starting to move our attention to would be the Aniak that area. Aniak Slough did melt out about another bend and a half from what it had on Monday. So that's good. It was sunny in Aniak, and then all the way down, you know, back to Bethel. Not a lot to report downstream from Aniak, other than everything seems to be just, you know, we see water moving into the edges. Some, it's getting darker in places. Water levels seem really low, especially around, say, Akiak.
Rise of the water. Are you seeing any water rising anywhere?
Not.
So everything is kind of those types of this type of breakup. In the past, I have always liked it because when there's breaking up in sections, seems like the fear of getting a jam is less likely to happen. So
yeah, I think so. That's, it's nice that we're seeing like ice sheets, you know, the original ice separating. Some of it moves into, you know, downstream, causes a little bit of breakup, might jam up against an island, but it leaves a big gap above it. So whatever's above it can kind of move into it, you know, and then it can hang out. And there's, because the water level's low, it's not moving down river very fast. I'd say that the current around George Island, or excuse me, George River and Georgetown yesterday, was pretty swift. It was moving quickly through there, probably about 10:30, 11 o'clock yesterday morning. It was also like full blown snow squall, and pretty cold. I guess this, I was told this morning that this cloud layer that is sitting over Bethel this morning, and it'll probably stay here all day, it doesn't extend much above, you know, maybe like Tulooksack, and and Kalskag. So the upper river might get some sun today, mm-hmm. which would be good because that'll help them get rid of all of their ice.
Yeah. I did a little checking yesterday myself, too. Kind of windy out there when I went. I took a rowboat out into the ice to go do a little checking. Where I checked, the ice had floated up from the bottom. So when I checked it was hard ice. And then I went out up and then went down so I wouldn't be too visible from people. And checked the Kuskokwim ice. The hard ice underneath all this needle ice that's softening on top. Is about maybe I'd say about 2.5 to 3 inches thick. So it's melting. It's melting from the bottom.
Yeah.
And that's what we want.
Yeah.
Once it turns into needle ice, it hopefully this flood that we are worried about won't happen. That's my hope.
Yeah.
That's my hope.
I think why Napaimut moved was so active yesterday, and I didn't really see it in the morning, although, you know, river flows diurnally, so you'll get like pulses of water at different times of the day,
mm-hmm.
But the Holokuk River was discharging a lot of water. I mean, there was a lot of water coming out of there. There was some water coming out of the Kolmogorov, also, and even down like Mechivik and Kanak sloughs mm-hmm. were pushing water yesterday afternoon from the sun. You know, they've melted most of the fast ice in those channels, and now it's just breaking up and it's all shifting around. So that was a new development down, mm-hmm. you know, around Akyak yesterday. Which will help because it's really, really shallow in the bend, mm-hmm. you know, right off at Akyak and then those islands there.
Yeah, there's a lot of islands between below Kalskag. That's where Aniak, starting from Aniak, that's where you have all those islands.
Yeah.
But hopefully it will sweep right through past Kalskag. Once we pass Kalskag, towards Tuluksak, we'll see how it goes. I don't want to make predictions.
Yeah, I'm not making predictions either. I'm not a betting man. I would have lost every time.
Yeah. Good. Awai. Unakwani time magbook 5 minutes. Plechan. Good. Mumik taksuki piskhitki. Kwani kwah good highlight taksuki awani. Pakkanik tuk kuskok film kät kälgnem ninunani chikuk ayallaga makuni crooked creek napai mute red devil slit meat katmun tammani chikuk chupa ayahtuk takwam kuf kautaksuni illi ikin kaksuni dort chikung khluni li chikung khakhluni khani kha ona khani concern that ukut cricket kakamit pilas khatta tamana ukuna government hilanik pitu kit wat mun tamana plu ga kaku umyor ni sian rilakht ta tamana khani ulis khanik Kwani Kwakanhtut, Unasu Hulitnak, Stony River, Kitti, Tamana Chalichikuk Tamani, Anan Niluku, Akwawaksu, Unani Ktumtni, Pisimni, Muk Anuktuk, Kfkautagluni Kwatn Pikuni, Taim Takukli, Ulskaka. Ul nilskak taim it hunk doctor ill light me at Rungain at Runga Kopinga Tarbuta Tarum Pukukor Knaku prepare for it. Some villages put your snow machines up a little bit on a higher level, get your generators ready and stuff like that, you know, prepare for it. Even though it looks like it's not going to happen, we never know. But anyway, tomorrow again at this time, we will be here again, and I have asked my good buddy John, and I know that he's going to take his heart out and write everything down and give him to me to translate it. But for today, Totten Pita, Luku Unasasakputang, Luku Pikuta, Uyanakpa, Nijagunil Rani, and if you have closing remarks, John.
Nope, stay safe out there. We're going to go take a look essentially along the same flight line as yesterday. And report back what we see. So
okay.
Thanks for the opportunity.
And tomorrow in Yupik, I will have a better translation and interpretation of what has been happening, if I can have something to look at. And we'll thank you very much, everybody. And if you see anything happening out there, call us and let us know. Kuyana.
Kuyana.
That was Johns Otsman and Samberlin discussing river breakup here on the Kuskokwim. You can catch these special River Watch coffees every day throughout breakup season.
This is Coffee at KYUK.